Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that you open our hearts, that we may always seek to do your will, that we may be open to your grace, and that you may transform us in all that we do. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is Friday of the 12th week of Ordinary Time. Kind of an interesting thing that I looked over some of the readings, and I happened to see the reading, yesterday or today, where Jesus is casting out demons. Here it is. This is actually for tomorrow. And he says, when it was evening, they brought him many who were possessed by demons, and he drove out the spirits by a word and cured all the sick to fulfill what had been said by Isaiah the prophet. Now, there's an interesting thing that some people will say that actually what he was doing is dealing with epilepsy. And the reality is, no, there were actually real demonic presences at this time, but it's important to understand the difference between the two, because in fact there are illnesses that will look like possession, but in fact they are not. And as one exorcist explained to me, if someone has a brain tumor and you treat them for possession, they'll die of a brain tumor. So one of the things that the church requires is that there is an understanding and an investigation to make sure that what you're actually dealing with is something demonic and not something else, a mental illness of one form or another. And of course, one of the first things to do is to look at to see if there was any kind of behavior that would open the door to the demonic. For example, if you've ever seen the movie or if you've read the book, I guess the book is a better example, The Exorcist, a famous story, which, by the way, if you've not seen it, I wouldn't advise you to see it. But anyway, that said, it's based on an actual case. So he engaged in a spiritual activity similar to a seance on a regular basis, which also is something you could avoid. And this opened him up to the demonic world. So anytime you're working with anything that will open you up to the spirit world, you are opening yourself up to the demonic. That's why you avoid all that stuff. But there is a form of behavior that will open the door to that. So if someone is living a very good, holy life, and all of a sudden starts acting as if they're possessed, well, you'd want to look to see whether or not you're actually dealing with a case of possession or something else. And you do realize possession is extremely, extremely rare. There was a priest who said a long time ago, that this is back when The Exorcist was so popular, why would the devil go through all that trouble to get involved in possession when it is just so much easier for him to tempt people down the wrong path? And there is a truth to that. But the reason why I'm bringing that up is about a year ago, I posted online one of the articles I wrote, and this is something I wrote from my experience. And the name of the article was "See a Neurologist Before Calling an Exorcist." Well, it was fascinating to see some of the comments, because one of the places I linked to it, I linked it on Reddit, the Catholicism subreddit on Reddit. So this was posted about a year ago, if you want to look it up. And I guess there were four comments to it, but this is the one that really struck me. First of all, it had 9 upvotes, so that's nice. But one of the things it says here is kind of going a little, going through the comment, and so I'm not going to read the whole thing. It says, I don't understand this generation of priests who are so reluctant to go the extra mile for people. It's not difficult just to be charitable and take their word for it. Nothing bad will happen if the priest just intervenes directly. The most that will happen is there is no reaction and that person walks away feeling foolish. And then after that, they can go to the neurologist because they're saying things. And so it was this really insulting thing that somehow when I wrote that article that I was being a lazy priest. And then someone else added, well, I imagine the priest might have the concern that a person with mental illness who believes they are possessed might just respond to the prayer as if they are possessed. Well, that is a good point. The priest doesn't want to be called up to do a house blessing or some other prayer every time a person feels there's some evil spirit in the house from a strange noise because he always has a ton of other work. Well, that's not exactly true. Actually, one of my experiences is that if I'm working with the Latino community, they're more open about discussing, I think I have a ghost in my house. And in the North American community, if they feel they have a ghost in their house, they're afraid people will think something bad of them if they say anything, so they never say anything. But the fact is, you know, what little I know, those things can happen. But here's the thing, I wanted to get back to that story. Do you see how the reaction of the people that all of a sudden this priest is too lazy to deal with the issue? No, that's not it at all. If you have a broken arm and you go see the priest and say, my arm is broken, he's not going to say a prayer over you to fix your arm. He's going to tell you to go to a doctor. And the neurologist thing is the same thing. One of my experiences is I really think sometimes people wish I tell them that they are possessed by 1,000 demons. Instead of me telling them to go to a neurologist. They are reluctant to do so. I'm going to talk about why on the other side of the... You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You're trying to build the habits of your faith. You seek a reference to help you. Where do you find one? Well, have you read Romans chapter 12? Yes, Romans chapter 12.
Be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Romans chapter 12 is a comprehensive list of attitudes and actions to live your faith powerfully.
Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse.
St. Paul gives us instructions on how to witness to Christ in these trying times.
Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
So if you're looking for a good, short synopsis of how to live your faith, check out Romans chapter 12 in the New Testament. And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can check out our website. You can listen to archives of the show. You can also sign up for our Substack newsletter. And check out all kinds of things at CatholicAudioMedia.com. So anyway, one of the things that it's important to understand is that there are actual diseases or illnesses or ailments, whatever you want to call them, I don't know, that mock possession or possession mocks them. And they're related to epilepsy. So, for example, and this is actually in the article, I might have mentioned this on the radio show before, if you happen to see a demon in or someone comes to you and says, I saw a demon in my kitchen, and then I looked again and it went away, that actually is a symptom of epilepsy. You don't necessarily want to tell the person that because they may be afraid, but you can say, you know, have you seen a doctor? Or you can say, have you talked to a priest about it who knows this stuff? And the priest would encourage you to go see a doctor. Why? Because if you don't treat it, it could get worse. It's that simple. And it may be possession, but probably not. But understand that anything to do with possession, anything that would need an exorcism is, and I know I've mentioned this before on one of the two programs, is a diagnosis of exclusion. In other words, if it can't be explained any other way, then that's where you look to see whether or not you're dealing with possession. And that's why some of the symptoms of possession are very bizarre. You know, someone speaks a language they don't know. Well, how is that happening? Well, there's no medical a reason for this to happen, so let's investigate if that is something neurological or something else. And if it's not, then maybe we're dealing with something spiritual. Now, what's another case? Someone has intensely super powerful strength. Okay, normally grandma usually can't pick up a car and move it to another side of the street, but it's interesting how grandma can do that now. Yeah, that might be something that we don't have a medical explanation for, so let's find out what that is. But you see what I'm saying? There are certain issues that you want to look at, and that's why it's important to see a neurologist. Now, I really get a kick out of some of these comments. Granted, it's from a year ago. But I really get a kick out of some of these comments because they, you know, they make this concept that, oh, here, you know, the priest is being lazy. Well, no, that's not it. Those are real serious things that you have to ask. We had a situation one time where someone actually right in front of us too manifested some kind of experience. And granted, it's something that was addressed to us, and I'm a priest, so they were addressed to us. Me as priest, and I had parish nurse with me, and it was very good, very helpful. And she pointed out that he was taking medication, that one of the side effects is audio hallucinations. So was it a spiritual thing? Well, that part had to be investigated first, because if we don't address that, then the medical problem becomes a real problem. So these become the real issues that you have to deal with when you're actually working on the issue of all these things when you're dealing with the spiritual, but you also want to deal with the medical. So when we go back to the gospel reading, we understand that Jesus was, in fact, casting out demons. Someone will say, well, he was healing epilepsy. There may be some of that there, but there would have also been other symptoms that they would say, no, that's definitely not epilepsy. And that was overwhelming the case, we understand. So you don't want to dismiss it one way or the other. You don't want to say, oh, all people who act this way are possessed. No, not necessarily too. And all people who act this way have a neurological disorder. That may not necessarily be true either. It's something that needs to be understood with the medical community and working together. But it's not necessarily that priest is all kinds of lazy because he's not just blessing the house and walking away. No, it's actually a serious choice. We'll talk to you on Monday. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.